Okay.
All right, we are recording. Welcome everybody to our chime in call for this week slash month. This is August 19th, 2017. And we're dedicating this call primarily to Project Bright Light, or PBL as Nancy called it. And that's not peanut butter and liver or project-based learning. It's Project Bright Light. Okay, so let's just invite everybody to turn within for a moment to take a deep breath and clear out any of the attachments, the thoughts, the shoulds, the anything that would take up bandwidth. Let's let everything go with every breath as much as possible. Clean slate, brand new moment. So that every brand new breath, we're filling ourselves up with the sunlight of the spirit. We're filling ourselves up with our intention for being here. Our intention could be to connect, to love, to serve, to be inspired, to inspire, to reconnect with our mission, our purpose, our passion. So we just identify a quality that feels like the one that you most want to embody tonight, today, tonight, wherever in the world you are, whatever time it is. And soak that up. Imagine that you're brimming, filled up with it. And know that you are at some point on the hero's journey. You are a hero on the hero's journey. Being tested, being forced to grow, being inspired. The fact that you would even be listening or watching or participating in this in any way means that you are. So we just give thanks for this call and Project Bright Light and all the elements that have come together to help us to be able to do this. And with this, we just say thank you. And take one more deep breath and connect with that quality that is yours today, that you're here to primarily bring in for all of us to share. One more deep breath. And let's come out smiling. And there's Leanne. I see her.
Can you hear us?
She's frozen, I think. Okay. So,
do you have this much, Leanne? That's what I got.
That's what I got. So let's start off with our names and the quality that we're bringing in. So I'm Kelly, and I'm bringing in big love.
Aww.
And I pass it to Janila. What is your quality, honey?
Who, me?
Janila. Oh, but we can't hear you, even though you're unmuted.
Can't hear me?
Oh, there you are. Now we can hear you.
Okay.
Janila. I bring the power of listening.
Listening?
The power of listening. Is that what you said? Great. Okay, Leanne.
Hello?
Hi. Ah.
Can you hear me?
Looks like you're inside a gigantic belly button.
No. I forgot. And my alarm didn't go off. And I'm eating.
Okay. So your quality is digestion.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you bringing?
Peanut butter and liver. Mmm, delish.
Tilapia.
Tilapia. Oh, nice. Okay. Priyanka.
My name is Priyanka.
Empowerment. Awesome. Krishna. Ooh, there's something really loud going on, I think. Okay, that was Leanne. And Leanne, I just muted you because there was some background noise, but I'll unmute yourself when you're ready to talk. Okay, Krishna.
I would say just happiness.
Happiness?
What? Wait, did you say happiness? Oh, God, I thought you said apathy. I'm like,
oh.
No, thank you. You can
delete. Not welcome.
And where's the cane? Woo!
The hook, yeah.
Okay, happiness. We'll take that. Very cool. Nancy, what about you?
I'm going to bring flow.
Flow.
Flow. Woo! Oh, sorry. Okay. All right.
Okay, great.
I got really into that.
All right. Okay, so this call is primarily focused on Project Bright Light. So I'm gonna share with you a few things that I know so far and where we're at, and then some questions that I have for you guys and some things that I want to discuss. A new cool development is that Dana and I just talked yesterday with Ambassador Mildred. Mildred, oh my God, why am I spacing out on her last name? Espinosa, thank you. Oh.
Espinosa.
So we talked to her, and she is very enthusiastic, excited about partnering with us in ensuring the success of Project Bright Light. She is very methodical, and there's nothing informal about her. Even when she's chilling out, she's formal. And so she's wanting to create a protocol that sets the tone for what we're doing and makes it very serious, so that, because for example, and I'm just going to ramble on here and just say a bunch of the stuff that she said so that you can be caught up. She said, if you're not formal in Guatemala, then, and you have money that you're donating, things can quickly deteriorate into, but we need money for the house, we need money for the roof, we need money for our sick chickens, our sick cousins, our sick, whatever. It can be like we're looked at just as a financial source for life, which of course they have needs, like unbelievable need. But we have to be focused on, we want this money to serve education. We're looking at the big picture, and that means by definition that we can't do everything. We're focusing on education, scholarships to school. And so she said, in order to do that, we have to go through the school that our students will be attending, so that the grant, the money actually never touches the family's hands. It's so that we're not looked at as the source of money. It's all going to happen in the background. So our communication will be with Mildred and our Ambassador Espinosa, whatever, excuse my French, I am totally informal and I've got a lot to learn, but we'll go through Ambassador Espinosa. She will work with the school, and then we're going to be there in December. And that may mean that we're there in December during the build that Susan is organizing in Guatemala. So that may coincide. So we're going to be there to initiate that and to kind of have a little ceremony of sorts with Marilene, with Delby, and with the school and all that jazz. So there's a lot of steps that need to happen between now and then. The big issue that Mildred brought up, because we talked about, she said that she needs a formal letter of partnership between us and her organization, which is EBLA, which is EBLA stands for Empowering Business Latin America. They provide housing and they create business loans and opportunities for poor families to be able to be self-sustaining. You can look them up if you want. But so part of it is we have to lay out how many scholarships we're giving, how many kids we want to work with, and are they just girls or just boys? Her opinion was, living in Guatemala, was she thinks our program will be more successful and more well-received if it includes boys too. She said, here's the thing. She said, the boys that are impoverished, they might have more opportunities on some level than the girls, but if they don't get an education, then they end up, it's like what ends up happening to them is awful. And it ends up hurting the women. She says, ultimately, a lot of organizations that only empower girls, there ends up being all these bitter boys and men that get jealous and pissed off, and they end up trying to sabotage the girls. And even the fathers or whatever, there can be, but if they know that we have a balance, we're looking at balance, and maybe we're not exactly balanced. Maybe we include boys. I'm not exactly sure, but she made a strong case. She understands why I was thinking this should just be for the girls, but she said that she believes that it should be both, and it should be for the kids that are the bright lights. And I'm just going to finish my little litany and then I'll open it up. So I thought, with that in mind, we do have another boy in mind that we met in Samuel, Miguel Colon Argueta, which was Caesar. I don't know if you remember Caesar, the donut lady's son, but he is a little diplomat in the making. He was so bright and so upstanding and so precious. And he also can't go to school because there's no money. Same age as Marilyn. So that's that thought. The other thought is, she suggested, just so that it sounds like we have our act together, we should say that we are giving scholarships this year to 5 or 10 students. So it shouldn't just be one student, shouldn't be two, 5 or 10 students. Even if we don't know who the other ones are, we can ask the school, we could ask people who live in country to help identify other Guatemalan students for this year, and have the money benefit students for this year. It's approximately $500 a year per student, and have this year be a success, and then we monitor them. Okay, so I am basically done, and what I'd love your feedback about is, how do you feel about the boy and girl part, and how do you feel about the 5 or 10 for this year, and how do you feel about it being focused in Guatemala for now? And whoever wants to start, please open up and share.
Hey, Cal, can I start, just because I'm going to ask a couple questions to get it to be more, maybe I'll fill in a couple blanks and then it'll, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mildred, just to be clear, was she she's the ambassador. What is her role? How is she connected?
So Mildred is, I don't think she's the active ambassador of tourism, but I think once an ambassador, always an ambassador, and she's still referred to in that respectful way. So I don't know that she's active, but she's very, very well connected and very well respected in Guatemala. And by the way, you guys might not know this. Do you remember Rolando? Leanne, I know you remember Rolando. They're married. They just got married.
Wow.
Mildred and Rolando are married. Yes, I know. I know. I know.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I know. Holy they God. Are like perfect together. Like, exactly. Oh, it's really sweet.
So cute. They were so cute while we were all working.
Mm-hmm. I know. So that's just a little gossip. We'll put that aside. Anyway.
The president, or was there talk of that?
She was. She okay. was, but she's not anymore. She said it's too corrupt. She thinks she can do much more and better and be more effective in the private sector at this point.
Okay.
So she has a business called Ebla. It's her business, her and Rolando's business, and they have partners, Empowering Business Latin America. So it is a for-profit organization, but they do receive charitable donations. They have sponsors. So they do kind of similar work to Techo, except it's at a higher level. The buildings that they build, they're more like community centers, and they are permanent structures. They're big, they're thick, they're well-built. They take a month or two to build, as opposed to Techo's being more of like a quick build. So they're more expensive. So it takes more to build them, but the fabrics that they use are very high tech, very environmentally conscious. They involve a lot of people. Anyway, it's a really cool company. If you want to look up Empowering Business Latin America, so you can see they have a video that gives you kind of an overview of what they do. So that's Mildred. Go ahead, Nancy. What else?
Okay. The only other thing, I mean, I have other comments later, but Vuelta Grande, when we were there, were there kids there that you thought that about?
Didn't have a chance to. The only kids that I personally interacted with were very little. And as far as I knew, they all had school. ish. But they were all elementary. I think we're talking about focusing on, and here's another piece to add to this. In Guatemala, I think largely all the kids get an elementary school education. It's rare. So we're talking about K through five.
Yeah, okay.
And so the issue is sixth grade on up. So 11 years old on up, 11 or 12 on up. That's the issue. So if in Guatemala, I mean, I think if we're, you know, if we're doing this for the next 10 years, we might have a totally different protocol for a different country. We might focus on elementary school if we're in Africa because they get nothing. Yeah. But right now we're just getting our legs together. We're getting our strength together in Guatemala. And that's what they need. Okay. So I actually was looking for like a kid that would be a bright light there, and they were all very bright, but they were all very young, and I didn't really meet any that I thought were like a Marilyn or a Caesar. But it doesn't mean that they're not there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that we should maybe open it up to our people who went on that trip to ask them
maybe,
that.
But at the same time, it might be just to keep things concise and kind of organized. If we could keep it inside the community where Marilyn is now and the school area that she's going to be, so we can check in on at least these 5 or 10 or whatever we, so that they could kind of be, just so we can not make ourselves too crazy because we're just in the early stages. That's my thought. So I'm not married to any of this, but.
Okay, gotcha. And she does have siblings, right? That are older?
Older and younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Who else? Questions, thoughts, comments? Give it to me.
To ask those things,
hit me.
I think it's great, and it's a great thought that Ambassador Espinosa, is that right?
Sure. Sorry,
we're casual.
About including boys as well, I think that's a really good structure. So, just to clarify, it's going to be primary education, middle school, high school, and possibly college that you're sponsoring? Or?
No. Just starting, I would say middle school, high school. So let's say 6 through 12 grades.
Yeah.
6 through 12. And I think thinking about college, that feels beyond my scope at this moment. I think it's a great vision to have for the future. I would love for that to be, but I feel like let's just get this together first and get some traction, and then let's look towards that. I think if we can get some kids through high school, that would change their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of your question about whether to just keep it in Guatemala, and this is like an odd thought, but what if we invited or empowered children to, from the places that we travel to. So like this summer we're going to go to, or this December, we might go to India, and we choose children that way.
Not yeah. That,
or we could reach out to organizations, but it is like, this is the best way to actually like say that, like we're doing the, I don't know if I'm not articulating this correctly, but we have a chance to meet and the family. So that, I think that's the best way to choose a child who we think is a bright light.
Right. I totally agree. Well, I think we should always, like everybody who's on this call, from this moment forward, we should always have it on our radar, those kids. So the moment we spot one, it's like, oh my God, you're a candidate. Let's grab them. Let's get their name. Let's get their information. And let's figure that out. So absolutely. And for this first year, so let's do the math. Who's got a quick calculator who's good with math? Let's say $600 per person. Let's just do it. Let's go do the most expensive. $600 per person times 5. What is that? That's $3,000, right? Yeah. And then if we did 10, that's $6,000. What's so funny? What's so funny?
I'm actually trying to, on the side, get somebody to contact Katie and other people who have expressed interest. So I'm sending these messages, but I accidentally said, I didn't even say the right name. So there. Okay. Just like, Can someone reach out to her? Yeah.
Okay.
She said. Oh, but go on. Oh, you read it. I'll try it with my. I'm not the best with math, but go ahead. Do your math.
No. I think we just kind of rocked that. So we could. I mean, do. We still have money left over if we have 5 kids, if we have 10 kids. Either way, we could be on the lookout for kids in India. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. So let's just do like an across the board. Who else wants to speak up based on the stuff that we've talked about so far? Let's have everybody chime in a little bit. Janila, Leanne. Janila. Hello. Can't hear you. Keep talking. Yeah, now we can. I think there's just a little delay. Okay. You're good. Yeah.
For me, it's important that both.
Can you talk into your microphone? Can you go like that?
I think.
No. Right here. This is this little thing. Talk right into that.
Oh, I mean, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. So I find that it's important to include both. So men and women. And because, I know that it's important that the women be empowered and be educated too and have their voice and her tool too to be empowered and strong. But also it's important that the man is educated and can understand also the woman and don't be like this continue so from family to family that is just normal than to punch the woman or have anger and violation in the family. So and the second question was
how many 10 out of 10.
I actually don't know so much
okay
the project so
okay I'm leaning towards 5 at this moment just so that we can get to know them and really manage it and keep it small, but I'm open. But thank you.
I think that's great, Kel, if you do the 5, because then we could do 5 in India. And with Sister Jenna, we have a really solid contact there as to which kids and all that good
right
stuff. And I mean, that's that would be our 10, but it's like 2 solid locations. And
yeah,
the Guatemala thing down, by the time we get to India, we're a little bit smoother too.
Exactly. Okay, very cool. What about you guys? Leanne, how about you? We haven't heard from you yet, sweetie. And you're still muted.
Okay, I mean, I'm thinking, like, first of all, I want to make a comment about the... Can you guys hear me well?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so first of all, I want to make a comment about the men and the women. I mean, yeah. I would say that Guatemala is a very, like, male dominant society, and that's why that came up in that situation. So, I mean, it is good to have a balance. It is good to have both of the genders. So I think that's a great idea. I'm not like against that, but I just want to point out that that's why I think that came up. And then the second thing is I was thinking that we were going to stick with one kid and then go through all the way to 12th grade. But now that we are going to pick 5, does that mean that we still have enough money to put them through 12th grade? Or does that mean that we have only till this year?
Well, I think that is an excellent question. I think what it does is it gets us invested in these 5 and it makes us have to fundraise. It makes us want to figure out how to keep it going. And I think that does leave us more money. We still have money left over for the next year and probably the next year too. At least 2 years. But I think if once we get this rocking, I mean, I think of all the things that we fundraise for, this one feels like it's got the easy elements to fundraise for. I mean, people like a kid that can't get to school, like it's so inexpensive to sponsor a kid. I think we can easily do this and keep it going. But I think that it just, without having that money already set aside, like this is going to last them throughout their whole career. I think it keeps us on our toes to have to keep fundraising, which is smart, which is really good for us to, you know, think about that. Does anyone else want to speak up on that? I mean, you know, that because that was one of those things that we played with. You guys feeling okay about having there be, I think we're landing on 5. Is that kind of the consensus?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good number.
So the 5 would be right now.
It's hard to hear you for some reason, honey.
Sorry, maybe it's, I don't know if that's.
That's when you're closer to the computer, it's easier to hear.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So that 5 would be folks in my phone, and then, you still can't hear me?
No, we can hear you. It's just a little muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I can hear you.
Oh, you know what? I'm just turning up my volume when you talk. That's okay. Keep going.
So those 5 would be focused on Guatemala and then fundraise.
Short.
For like another plan in India. Is that the goal?
Say that one more time.
Wait,
so she's saying that like, is the first 5 going to be Guatemala and then the next 5 going to be in India? Is that what you kind of...
I think it would be great if that came to pass, but because we haven't been there and we haven't met the kids, we don't know the situation. I think we should be open-minded about it. But I think it would be our mission is to provide education for the children that need it in this world. We're not just a Guatemalan organization, so I think we want diversity. So I think that would be great, and because we don't know yet. Did you hear any of that?
No, we didn't.
Can you hear us?
It was really good.
No, we got it.
It was amazing. I can't even tell you how brilliant that was.
I mean, it was like, I'm about to cry. It was.
I know. Take a bow, for God's
sake. Wait, what?
Where's my award? I'd like to thank the Academy.
There you go.
Sorry. Okay, so I don't even know where we were.
You want me to recap what you said? Because I'm half of her brain.
Do it.
What Kelly said was, she said that, you know, obviously right now we're looking at Guatemala because that's where this is all coming from. But we don't want to just be Guatemala based. So we really would hope that we could do the India part or somewhere else, who knows, but we're going to be open to all of that.
Colombia. I mean, maybe Janila will run into some kids in Colombia, and we would love to have Project Bright Light in Colombia. So
we do something similar with Viracocha. So actually the children went there, and then the beginning of the year they receive all what they need to enter the school. So like materials and notebooks and pens and colors and everything. Also, they become a partnership with some friend or a person in Germany. So things what they really need. And also the lunch, always, so 5 days a week in the middle when they have the lunch time, they went there in La Viracocha and have the lunch.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This is like, this brings up a whole other conversation, Janila. I mean, to have... I don't know if there's time in this conversation to go all the way here, but let's maybe just take a minute. For the kids that can't afford school, you are supporting them at Viracocha. They go to, or they come to eat at Viracocha, or they get educated at Viracocha.
Okay. First, it's everything. So it has a beginning, no? And in La Viracocha, we first start to. My father started to watch that the food that they give in the school for children, it wasn't so good. So not many nutrition, too, always a lot of repetitive and not so constant. So they just first start to help them, and after to have a place where the children can eat a lunch and went after the school because we have like school all day. After that, it always went bigger in 2004, so we had a place where the children went to eat and they received their materials. In 2006, the Finca Viracocha was donated for us, and there we started with the parents of the children to to sow all the elements and all the plants to give them to the children. So 70% from the food that are eating children come from La Finca Viracocha. That is always always many people and a lot of travelers come there and help us, like with volunteer working there and eating there, sleeping there, and also so then helping that the children can eat. And like I said, so we help them with the materials, with the lunch, and some people came and have a lot of tools in the toolbox. So we have some classes of art or music. We had music classes or other kind of little activities for a month, half of a year. But no, they went to normal IT school. We helped them, and yeah, we're still doing it.
Okay. So I think it would be great to at some point have a longer conversation with you about other children in the area, like what if there's a need to give them a scholarship for school, like if they can't afford school, maybe beyond elementary school, primario. Like does in Colombia, does everybody get to go to school? Is it free for everybody?
Yes. So we have both. We have the normal free education and the normal private. And free, okay. Everybody can go.
All throughout.
So, Colombia. I mean, when you go and you don't have to pay, but you have to pay your uniform and your materials and all okay. The books and things that they ask.
Is that for private or public?
For public.
For public. So even the public school children have to come up with money for uniform. What if they don't have the money?
They somehow always, the mother seeks how she can get that. And
okay, so that might
we
be
also
a place
support that can. Sometimes with the partnership.
How much do you think it costs a family per child in Colombia to cover the uniform, the school supplies, the food?
Well, I don't know. It depends. That is more a conversation actually with my mom.
Okay.
She knows
so
that everything.
You know what? Have that conversation and find out. We've kind of figured out in Guatemala it's about $600 US. I don't know what that equates to in pesos or quetzales or what's your money?
Pesos, but I think that it's a lot more.
So
I mean, you only buy uniform once.
Right, so find out and think about that, because it would be great to have a Colombia satellite, another light in Colombia. Okay, so...
something to keep in mind, Kel, for say,
Leanne, can you not hear Leanne? Oh, Leanne, are you there, honey? That was a text, I think, from earlier. Sorry, I'm behind the times. Keep going.
I was going to say that for...
No, I can hear.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I was going to say that, you know, so like in Guatemala, they can only go to school through fifth grade and then they got nothing. That's not the case in Colombia, but they still need school supplies and all that. So that's like two separate models for our program, but still very helpful in terms of perpetuating education. So we would have both of those in place for whatever new place we go to. If we're in India, you know. And
I wonder if it's similar in Guatemala, if the reason that they can't send Marilyn to school is because they don't have the money for the, so we'll find out specifically if it's a cost for the school or if it's a cost, if it's just the uniform fees and the books and the stuff that they can't afford. We'll find out. But yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking.
Go ahead, Leanne.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, public schools are available all over the world, you know? I mean, the only thing that would cost you to go to school, because they have public and private schools all over the world, so the only thing that would cost you to go to school is what you need, which is your uniform, your transportation, your food, your pens and pencils and books.
Right.
Like in the Middle East, you know, we have public and private schools. And in the private schools, I paid for my school tuition and I paid for my books. But in the public schools, they got their books and they had to return them at the end of the year. And they didn't have to pay for school. But the only thing that they had to pay for was their utilities, like their pencils and their papers and their notebooks and all this stuff.
Right, right. And yeah, I don't think they get to do that in Guatemala. I don't know, but I think whatever it is, Mildred came up and she did research and found that it is about $600 per child per year in Guatemala, the cost to get them through school. And that's a lot for them.
I'd love to see that research.
Yeah.
You know, broken down so we know where the money is going.
Exactly. I think it breaks down uniform costs, school supplies, books, and probably transportation costs and food. But she sent me a graph, and I'll send it to you so you can see.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's see, where else do we need to go here with this? I think we've landed on, we're starting in Guatemala, 5 kids, boys and girls, some combination thereof. And so far, we're going to be 6th grade through 12th grade. And we'd like to as many of you as possible when we figure out when we want to have this official ceremony. I mean, obviously, we'll send the money before and get it started, but we'd like to come out and witness what's going on so we know how the money is being spent and report back to iSelect how their money is being spent in pictures and all that jazz. And the other piece is for everybody to keep in mind other kids that would be worthy of this kind of a scholarship. Okay. Other thoughts or questions? What, Krishna and Priyanka, what's so funny?
Sorry, we're always like giggling, but it kind of looks like that's Leanne's nose.
I think it's her belly button.
What that is? Are you sure that's a nose?
I'm getting my nails done at the nail salon. I think it's my toe.
It looks like your tongue or something.
Yeah. No, wait.
Right there. It's your ear.
Oh. I'm calling in on the thing.
That must be the inside of your ear.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me what your ear looks like. You're so horrible. I'm gonna stop the camera.
Oh my god! No, I can see you. I'm kind of liking it. It's like a free body part.
I think it's a nose. I'm going with a nose.
Can you still see it?
Yeah. Yeah. We're inside your belly button.
I'm gonna stop my camera. Wait.
You said it looked like a belly button. The next thing you know,
okay, Larry.
Okay, so let's see. Back to this. Does anybody have anything else to say? Any other comments or feedback? Yeah, Jamila.
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't have now to do something with Project Bradlight, but I find it's really important to say right now because you hear Nancy here in Krishna and Priyanka too, and it is with the Facebook messenger group that we created like 10 days ago with Andrea, and with the past call I actually sent an email today, but the links from the Echo, the official page, how much does it cost too, and the harvest from the past call, the doodle from the next call, and also there is
where did you
another letter.
Am I a part of that?
Yep.
No.
I didn't see that.
I think yes.
No,
I mean,
I'm not either.
On the email and, okay. I sent it on the email and also you're in the group. And there, so we make like a dash for a video. And I was yesterday with Andrea and we recorded it. And so first it's like just a short presentation, so 30 seconds. Really easy question, and also there is another part in the on the final, so like that will be cut and put together with many people saying the same thing, so the final thing, and that is for give it to many contacts, to many people and organizations that can help us to get us to the Echo. So
a letter with a dash. I'm not sure what that means. A letter with a dash.
In Spanish is guion. It's like what you're going to say on the video and the question and all the points. I don't know how to call it. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I think I know what you mean. So a letter, you mean with blank spaces?
like a contract?
What?
So,
the last call we talked about to make a video so that we can send to other people that can help us to get us to the echo. And the letter that we sent is, what is the video, the points that we will follow, and what is what we're going to say on the video? And like I said, there's a few presentations too.
Are you telling
me? So I say because, I mean, for now, in the Messenger group, we didn't have some answer of anything, or even from the people from NextGen still. And the doodle, just three persons, that was Andrea, Jake, and I, just put the time that we can, when we can have the next call.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just important that the people that really wants to go just be active in this process if they want that we get right there.
Okay, so you need us to respond. I see the email that you sent 5 hours ago, and you need us all to respond to that.
Yeah, and to make the video actually, because the idea was to Monday give all the information to have the video and then to start to give it to the people, because we have still now just 1 month and few days more. So
I think everybody, for this call, let's not spend too much time on this, but my suggestion is that everybody really read Janila's email. And I haven't had a chance to, I haven't been online all day, but everybody read it in depth. And if you have questions about it, like if you don't understand what the dash means, then get back to Janila and find out so you know what she means. And go ahead, Priyanka.
I just clicked on all the links. Two of the links aren't working.
So I actually did it too, so to see how if it works. But then if you put everything, so you mark everything in blue and put copy, and then it works.
Okay, let me see.
And if not, then on the Messenger groups, all that link are there. So you can then also seek it on the Messenger group.
Okay.
And yes, yeah.
Okay, cool. I see.
Oh, and there's a special invitation to participate on the youth council that will take place also in the ECHO. So that all the youth that are going to be there, they're going to be in this work group. So like the same thing, like I told you the last year that what I did with many young people. And there you have a lot of activities and a lot of talks and work. So it will be great that if another youth ambassador can came there and you too then can be on the council.
Right. Hey, Leanne, were you on that call like a week ago to find out about ECHO and what's going on in Colombia and their event in Brazil? Leanne, going once, going twice. I know your hands are tied. Okay, scratch it. All right, we'll come back to this. So everybody take a look at what Janila sent.
Wait, I'm here.
Sorry, I just wanted to...
it like cuts off. I don't know why.
Because you're getting your nails done. It's okay. It's really important.
No, like my toes, not my hair.
Okay. So my question was, were you on the call with Janila? Are you familiar with what she's talking about regarding ECHO and Brazil?
No.
I think you should probably follow up with Janila to find out more about this. I have a feeling this is totally up your alley and you would love it, and that you might be able to come as well. So
it's in, where is it? She said where it was, but I didn't hear her that well.
The event's in Brazil.
Oh, when is it?
It's in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to spend the rest of this time on that too much, because we've got a couple other things to cover. But I think you guys, if you can, have you guys had a chance to talk off, like separate?
No.
You should. No. You guys will love each other. So yeah. I am suggesting that you guys reach out and connect, and maybe Janila send a Facebook request or something, or follow up with each other so you can share. Because Leanne, I think you would totally dig this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, Krishnam and Priyanka, I want, you know, you guys to follow up as well if you can. I know it's during school. Might not be as easy to get to. School starts next week. But, okay. So everybody's going to read that and get back to Janila on that. I want to say, even though, okay, so are we wrapped up with regards to Project Bright Light thus far? Does everybody feel kind of...
Yeah.
All right, so what my marching orders are, I have a letter to write to Ambassador Espinosa, making kind of a formal partnership agreement, like saying we at Chime In and Project Bright Light acknowledge blah, blah, blah. So that's part of my homework to do, and I need to get that done like ASAP. So Nancy, if you could help me follow up with that, I'll pass it back and forth to you.
And you also wanted to forward the breakdown to Leanne and everybody about the school and where the money goes?
Yes, remind me of that. Okay, great. So I think that's it. Any other questions about Project Bright Light? Any thoughts?
No.
Okay, so I want to now switch gears for a moment and talk about India.
Even though this was a call about Project Bright Light, which
it's a call about, yeah, I think we're complete with Project Bright Light, but I do want to say that there has been, we did have a talk, we did have some interaction with Sister Jenna, so there is a new piece of information that I think is important while we're together. So she finally got back to us and basically said the dates that we suggested, the 29th of September, of December through mid-February, she said those dates won't work. She said it is way too cold in that region and we would freeze. So the summer and the winter break that works perfectly for college doesn't work for there. She said the best time to come is in, what are those dates? She said February. What are the dates? Do you have them nearby, Nancy? Can you look them up? She said it's not she said it wouldn't be conducive for us to come, and they highly don't recommend it. So
this may sound like a little arrogant, but is their cold like a little like not the same as our cold?
No, but well, no, it's the point is that I think what Kelly's saying is that like even if we did go, there wouldn't be much for us to give value to because there's nothing actually functioning properly. It's like when the best time for us to go is really the best time for us to go.
Well, I think for to be part of, I mean, I think they do their solar cooking all the time, like no matter what, like they have life. Life doesn't stop there. But I think to have people on hand, do you have the dates near you, Nancy?
Yes, I do. And by the way, originally, just so you don't think we're crazy, they did mention these dates as possibilities to us, which is why we focused on that.
Why we did, right. And then they just came back and said, we don't think those, these are the dates that we really would like you to come. And I'm like, but these, we're talking about young people that are in college, people, like, you know. So I just, so this is just the most current information, and it is, what are those dates that she's...
The dates are February 10th through 30th.
So, not convenient.
That's 20 days.
Right, yeah. Are,
yeah, no, anytime within that period.
That window of time.
Oh.
So, within that time, she's saying that's a good time, and then we asked her what would we be engaged in, and she said... Outreach services in the villages headed by the hospital, solar thermal energy, vegetarian cooking, service in the village of the poorest group, and yogic farming. So those people were asking, those would be the things, but she did say February 10th through 30th would be the good window, and then they would provide more information once we determined if any of those days work for us.
Okay, so Priyanka, Krishnam, here's my crazy, crazy question, just because we're like following the breadcrumbs through the forest. I'm not giving up on anything. I'm open, but do you think there's any remote possibility that you could take off any time during, because you guys are in school. I know, Janila, you are also in school, right? During... Do you start? No? Not right now. Okay, so you have a break. And Leanne, I think you have a break from school. So we're talking about just right now for this phone call, Priyanka and Krishnam. Krishna, is there any way you could take any time off between February 10th through 30th and get college credit for that, get service credit, or is it way too crazy? It's your first year at your new college.
Or maybe you don't know because you haven't started yet.
Well, the thing is, like, we, because in college, you guys know, so it's like semester divided by, but we don't know the professors or classes for February. So we have no idea unless we pick the classes for February or the spring break. That's the only time we can actually give a commitment because we have to.
When is your spring break, by the way?
It's March, like 10th. It's like that midweek in
March
for 7 days.
7 days.
So but if that overlaps.
But that's seven. Sorry. I mean, like technically that we could always ask a professor to say if we can like miss one or two classes and leave maybe 10 days before. Because at least, I mean, 10 days in India, it's better than like nothing at all. So, I mean, that's the closest solution we can think of.
Okay, so you guys start school on Monday.
No. We start orientation on Monday, and then school starts on the 28th. Like class
on the 28th.
And these classes will be your fall semester, right?
So until December 20th.
Until December 20th. So we have no idea if we can even do February because we don't have those classes set up or the teachers yet. So we can't ask anyone.
Yeah, you won't have that until that you get those classes.
Yeah,
but that's not that big a deal because we're going to start picking classes in maybe November or December.
Yeah.
And we can probably...
But the only thing is like...
That's not that... I feel like...
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Sure.
It is college. It's not like it's high school. So, like, you could just go up to your professor and say, you know, give him the paperwork, give him a written letter that is signed from, like, Kelly or anyone, you know, and just say,
Sister Jenna.
Yeah, and just say, Sister Jenna, and just say, you know, we're doing this, we're going here, can we go, and can we make up the classes when we come back or beforehand? You know, if you're going to put in the effort, you know, they'll say yes, they're human, and they'll love that. They would wish to do something like that. So I don't think they'll stop you from being able to do that and have that experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly, what did you say the dates again?
February 10th through 30th.
Oh, wait, so it's not even... What happened to that March thing where they had the celebration and the meditation?
What are those dates? Nancy, what are those dates?
Let me look that up.
Because technically, we could still leave on a
8th or
7th and still be back
by the 18th.
Are you talking about of March?
Of March, yeah, if you went.
Yeah, we could afford to miss like 2-3 classes, but not like 10 days.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay. I understand what Deanna is saying. I think it's a possibility. It's just like missing 2 weeks, especially in the beginning of the semester, because
it's
classes... Right in the 20th of January, it's a very iffy spot because
but March would be okay.
Okay, so March is possible. All right, so Nancy Poo,
I'm looking.
Could you just write down those dates that Krishnam and Priyanka are available? So do you guys remember off the top of your head what that window was that she said?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Oh, what Nancy? I think it's an email that Nancy. Might have sent me.
Yeah.
Let me see. I have something I'm looking to. Bear with us. Sister Jenna Project India. Oh Lord have mercy. Come on. My computer's running so slow. Okay. End of March. She just said the end of March to April is the best time. She didn't say, we didn't actually have dates. So, all right. So given that, what is your spring break is what?
Probably, we don't have the dates like in front of us. I could look up the schedule. Yeah, I can do that. But it's most likely March 10th.
I think it's March 10th to the...
Probably to the 18th.
The 18th, yeah.
Like that one week, including the weekends.
Okay, so let's say, so give me those, let's look at the weekends. I'm looking, because we're going to come back to them with this and we're going to try to lock and load it.
But would we have time to, like, we're going to be there on Monday, so then we can have a chance to talk to someone.
Yes.
You can Google it right now, actually. Like, whatever college that you go to, just Google their calendar.
Go on.
No, this is spring 2017.
Right here, fine. Swim break, March 6th.
No, this is 2017.
Christian. Yeah, but it's still...
I don't know. I think we should do 2018. Oh, yeah, we got it.
Okay, so would you want to...
March 5th.
Oh, no, it's much earlier.
It's March 5th through March 9th. And then the first day of classes would be March 12th.
In classes or March. So
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. So March 5th.
So we could technically. So the last day of classes is March 2nd. Then that weekend, we could probably leave like February 29th or something, and then
February 29th.
February 28th, and then
let's say March 1st because she said March. Sure. Right. So March 1st,
and then classes begin again on March 12th.
Woo! That's a window. Okay. Hey, Eureka.
And that is much closer to the February part.
And that's much closer to the meditation, too. Yeah. Right?
So maybe.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Janila, we don't know yet. We're gonna go back and confirm with Sister Jenna. But March 1st through 12th, does that conflict with anything?
Because from the school I finished last year, and this year I'm learning so my own way. Next year I'm going to Germany.
Okay.
But I will see how. Yes, I think I can went there. I can go to Germany after that.
Awesome.
Okay, great. We need to check. Diana has her college schedule, and they're on a different system than us.
Correct. Like, Nancy, yeah, can you shoot a quick email to Diana and ask her, put like, you know, is...
Thank you.
Yeah, that's important. She's really pumped. She is so pumped up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the girl is already in India right now, in her mind.
She's really into it, and she's like looking forward to ridiculously
3 days of traveling on either side.
She'll be in other countries.
Right. Oh my God, she's so excited. Okay, so yeah, let's run that by her. All right, that's great. That's good to know. All right, I think we're making progress here, people. All right, so I think we're past the top of the hour. So let's wrap this call up. Is there any last things that anybody would like to say, share, express?
You can actually probably leave.
Aho metakujase.
What is that?
Metakujase means for all relations. And aho is used, hurrah.
Metakujase. Metakujase.
Because aho metakujase is for all our relations, and because everything is connected and everything is united, and we are all working together. So it's just aho metakujase.
Aho metakujase.
Wait, can we do? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, aho metakujase. I love it.
Janila, could you do the music minute?
Janila, we need a music minute for you.
Yes, from you.
A song that inspires you, that makes
Janila,
you so pumped
Janila.
Up.
Janila. Janila.
I had on my mind Imagine from John Lennon all day.
Go there.
It will be my song today.
You have to play it. Find it online and put it up.
Okay.
And, okay. This has been a great call, you guys. Thank you. This is awesome.
I did. Small but mighty group.
Oh, yeah. We are some bright lights. Anything else exciting, Leanne? What's exciting in your world while we're waiting for John Lennon to come in?
I'm just doing my nails, Kelly.
Oh, you are so cute. I know. You're trying to be all down low. I know.
I don't want to really scream in the middle of the nail salon about my life.
Who's that? What Kelly, is that?
This is what
this
scared me.
Ambassador?
That's
whoa!
Who is that?
This is my best friend.
What? Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Isn't she very pretty?
She's beautiful. She looks a little green. I think maybe she's a little. Who is that?
That's my friend from today's my last day here, so I don't know what that is though.
No, that's not.
They came here to celebrate you. Oh my God, we're taking you away from your last day there before you go to college. Are you finding it, Janila?
Mm-hmm.
Janila.
Can you hear it?
No.
No, Janila.
You want me to put it on?
Nothing.
Make it louder.
Don't
stop.
I think I would do it in my phone.
You know what? Let me see if I can play it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. I'm going to share the screen. Let me see if this helps. I love the
Thompson.
YouTube, John Lennon, Imagine. You got it.
Oh.
Can you guys hear it? Oh, it's...
It will stall later, so just 10 seconds more.
Oh,
I don't want color.
No color.
They're walking. It's taking them a long time. Can you guys hear?
You see?
Yes.
No help. She said you try. Your hands below us. Bubbles only sky. Imagine all the people living for the day. Imagine there's no country. It's hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say
I'm a dreamer,
but I'm not the only one. I hope someday I'll find out. And the world before. Imagine no possession. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Our brotherhood. Oh man, imagine all the people sharing
love
all the world.
Okay, everybody together.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope you day will join us, and the world will live as one.
Okay, you guys, point at yourself and say, "I'm the change."
I am the change.
Point at someone else and say, "You're the change, John Lennon, Yoko."
You're the change, Yoko.
We are the change all over the world.
We are the change.
Go be the change. Go be the bright light that you are. Mwah. Keep on shining. All right, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for texting me.
Thank you for joining in. Thanks for chiming in.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know how to stop the call now. Okay.
Thanks, because I can't. Bye. Hey, wait, let's see your feet, Leanne.
What?
Show us your pedicure.